Hello, and we are live, hard to believe, beyond session 404 on our special segment From Chef to Entrepreneur. I'm Christian, your host. I'm joined here by my co-host, Chef Lawrence, and we're really excited with you for you to learn a little bit more about 404, because today we have a really special treat for you guys. Hello again. My name is Christian. I'm the host of the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show, and I'm joined by my co-host, Chef Lawrence. And this is episode 404 of our special Disruptive Chef Club community. And we're talking all about what it takes to go from chef to entrepreneur. And today on 404, all of the things we built, how to start out, how to get an edge, how to build those teams and the vision, what you want. There's one piece which is missing, and that one piece is what everybody needs, because it keeps you scaling. Not only does it keep you scaling, it's also the one thing which helps not just individuals, also companies, to gain that unfair advantage because they have something nobody else has. Chef Lawrence, what is that?
It's a support group, a group of people that want to help you achieve your success. That's a huge competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For our listeners, can you share a little bit what your journey was like joining a mastermind support group?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I didn't really know what a mastermind group was until I met you a few years back. And it just sounded really cool to be a part of a group of like-minded people. So I went on one of the online meetings and didn't cost me anything. And I was able to throw out, I had a certain, I can't remember what the topic is or the idea that I had, but I just put it out there in the group. And all of a sudden I got back so much feedback within 10 minutes that would have taken me, literally it would have taken me almost a year to find these solutions. And then I was able to take action on it within that day. And that was just, that was priceless. I mean, how cool is it? And then I just stuck with it. There was a moment where I stopped going. I felt like, oh, I got this. I know what I need to do. And then my results started going down. My motivation went back down. And then I sat down with myself and I said, why am I not doing what I was doing in the past that got me to where I am today? So I went back to the group and I'll never leave.
I mean, that's just a really amazing story. And every time we talk about this, so for us, the way, if people are new to this channel, the way we joined our mastermind group was we created it out of necessity through COVID. We wanted to give back to the community and we wanted to have chefs succeed. We wanted people to have the latest and greatest on insight and information. And so we started this mastermind. At the time, it was called the Culinary Executive Mastermind because we really were just focused around chefs. And today it has evolved, and now it's the Business Disruptor Mastermind because we have more and more members coming into the group, which are non-culinary, but the principles of success are all the same. Mm-hmm. And the idea of a mastermind is really simple. If two or more people gather, there's an additional piece, which is a joint collective. And that's probably, I think, let's pivot a little bit. Let's go, what are the 10 best benefits of joining a mastermind? And the first one is absolutely the collective, because now when you get a group together, which is willing to help, has the experience and went through what you are going through, they share honestly and they give honest feedback. You have this additional mind, which is called a mastermind. Mm-hmm. And all the great names in the industry had one. Henry Ford had one. Eisenhower had one. There's all of these great names and individuals out there. They all were part of a mastermind. And for me, number one, most important, or the, out of the 10 reasons why you need to join a mastermind, is because it's amazing. And at one point, we had, I believe there was 12 or 14 mm-hmm. people in our meeting, and collectively we had almost 300 years of culinary experience. And this is just, you can't beat that. What is your thought around the collective on from a mastermind?
Yeah, I think the term you use sometimes, Chef, is collective intelligence. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, an analogy I can use is if you were in IT and you needed more computing power to run your business or whatever, what do? You network a bunch of computers together. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the similar thing. You're connecting a lot of people's intelligence together to help problem solve, you know, different topics that people bring into the mastermind. And that you just, there's only one way you can achieve that type of experience. And that's by bringing like-minded people together. There's no other way you can do it. I mean, we're human beings and that's what we do.
I love that, which goes straight into number two is accountability. Mm-hmm. And for us, as we started the mastermind, we started in 2020 and in 21, we did our first year in review, and I actually have the notes here from the time. So we had, besides all the experts we had in, we spent 112 hours together in masterminds because we scheduled them for an hour and a half. And sometimes we went for 3-4 hours. We also had somebody at the time with us, which did, you know, wellness for chefs. We had 4.5 hours of wellness. We started at the time 18 businesses collectively as a group. And then we were saying one of my co-founders was Joe Rodriguez, if people remember him, and he was always traveling, was always all the whole place. I have here a note that he missed 11 events because he was traveling, which is so funny. And then we had morning routines we shared. We had networking. We started businesses. We had somebody who taught us how to do podcasting. We learned about Wagyu beef. We had marketing experts. We had goal setting. We had career focus. And we were doing just so much more. But more than anything was accountability. Mm-hmm. And accountability is because we all collectively learned what is each of our superpower. So for me, number two of the reason why people need to join a mastermind is accountability.
Exactly. I mean, you can learn something, but if no one else is kind of helping you hold yourself accountable to apply the information, then it's worthless. And sometimes the word accountability can scare people. It makes it feel like, oh, yep, if you don't achieve these results, then these are going to be the consequences. It's not that at all. It's just, you got to have a goal. It could be a moving goal, but as long as you have someone helping you and holding you accountable to take the steps, mm-hmm, to achieve that goal. And if the goal needs to move, that's fine. But just to have someone kind of give you insight on how to better achieve your goal, that's priceless. And that's part of accountability. Just someone there to kind of, like when you're hiking, just having a hiking buddy with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is.
And the amazing thing was from having that collective and then having the accountability, what came out of that for us was that networking opportunity, not just from a personal and professional side. There was partnerships started, there was client leads created.
Oh, yeah.
For us, reason number three, everybody needs to join a mastermind is because there is a opportunity to network like no other way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Someone in the group has a unique, like you said, everyone has a superpower, unique skill. And even when the meeting ends, you can reach out to that person via, people are exchanging their numbers, their emails, you can still reach, mm-hmm, out. So when the mastermind's over, you can still reach out to someone that has a certain skill that you need, and they're more than willing to help you out. And that's, I mean, again, it's priceless. You can't really put a price on that to have that connection.
And for me, I'm looking in 21, we had 34 members at the time at the mastermind. 18 businesses were started. Isn't that unbelievable, yeah, out of a group? Because I honestly feel if you are part of a group where people think differently the way you do, or in a way thinking the same the way you do, is because they expect more out of themselves, they expect more out of their careers and their business. Mm-hmm. It's easy to form these partnerships and new businesses because we like hanging out with people which are like us, which brings us into point number four is the enhanced learning. And for me, that was just super powerful because as we had the different speakers in, as we had those wellness sessions, just learning from others' successes and failures was huge. And then also it kind of made you think of some other stuff a little bit more, and that ongoing education, for lack of better words, and being more adaptive around personal, you know, things and traditional learnings. You know, for me, a mastermind is so different than any other learnings because the people would share from you or for you, they share out of their personal experience because they had to overcome something, And you can learn anything these days. You know, there's this thing called Google. You could learn anything, but it takes you a very long time. And what for me that enhanced learning was that somebody which had to overcome a particular thing, and it took him 2, 3, 4 years. If they sat with you for an hour, they were able to download and support you on and condense the learning curve from four years to an hour. So for me, point number four is enhanced learning. How about your side?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're saying that, it's just, you know, the mastermind is beyond just people sharing their ideas. I know this. I mean, we also have a lot of worksheets, and there's a lot of different educational pieces that you put together, Chef. Like if, mm-hmm. like for instance, there was going from zero to heroes, one of my favorite worksheets, where if you had a business idea, yeah. in one day you can fill up this worksheet and have a very clear vision of what first steps you need to take to launch your own business. I mean, it's one of the best things I've ever seen out there. And that comes with the mastermind. So it's continual education, there's support, resources. I mean, it's not like a business of, you know, a chamber of commerce networking where you're just showing up and networking, trying to sell your services. It's the opposite. It's people yeah. trying to support each other and giving resources to see you become successful.
I love that. And that kind of leads into point number five, is that increased confidence. Because as members, you know, achieve goals and overcome challenges and obstacles they go through with the support of the group, it will build self-confidence. So for me, point number five, why reason people need to join a mastermind is increased confidence.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, Chef, when you start your own business, the number one salesperson is the owner of the company. And the only way that you can move your business forward in terms of attracting talent, attracting clients, is through confidence. If the confidence isn't there, then mm-hmm. people are going to pick up on it. Now, there have been people that come in over the years in the mastermind that didn't have the confidence, but within like a month or so, and because of the accountability and what they learned, they built the confidence, and all of a sudden they saw a result. Doesn't matter how big the result is, they saw a result. And then that result built on another one. And that's becoming a disruptor. You're disrupting mm-hmm. your life by building on your successes.
I absolutely love that. And you perfectly led into point number six, which is that support and encouragement. And if people did lock that confidence coming in, having the support of that mastermind group members and encourage them and motivate each other was, for me, just watching it as one of the founders, is just amazing. And I honestly feel that emotional support is just invaluable, especially, you know, during COVID or any difficult times.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just remember when I was starting my dinnerdelivery.net, I remember family and friends saying, what a stupid idea. Like, who's going to order food on the internet to have it delivered to their home? No one's going to do that. But I went ahead anyways. And then I found other people that were like-minded who thought differently. And that's what's going to happen. You know, usually you're going to find people in your life who are close to you who are going to say, no, that's not a good idea. It's not going to work. And maybe they're just doing to protect you and they have well intentions. It's nice to go to a group that doesn't really know you in that way. Mm-hmm. They're strictly here to help you grow professionally. And they're just going to tell you how it is. And they don't have that filter behind them. They're just going to be there to give you raw information and support to help you grow. And that's so valuable because you have to kind of move your entrepreneur self out of your personal life into a professional life and have people surround you and support that.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And for me, that goes into point number seven is, I think there's access to diverse resources because being part of a member of a mastermind group, you often don't have access to certain resources, but having a group which is willing to share and bring you along and take you under their wing, it will open up additional resources you wouldn't have on your own.
Absolutely. And then you may be asking yourself, why would people want to do that? Why would mm-hmm. they would just freely give me information and support? Well, because part of a mastermind is you get what you put into it, and yep. people will reciprocate. And that's how the whole thing works, is that people want to and have to give honest information, and then in return, they're going to get it back. And it's that law of reciprocity. It just totally works. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you have to join it. You just have to join it. Come to one of ours for free. You got to experience it.
I love that. And there will be an opportunity for our listeners to learn a little bit more how to become part of it. And now you, as always, so eloquently led into point number 8, which is feedback and insights, because getting that constructive feedback is virtual, I think, for anybody's growth. And being part of that mastermind group and getting not just the feedback, but getting insights, which helps you build a plan to do what you want to do, is just invaluable. And for me, a mastermind is the single best resource for anybody to get honest feedback and honest insights. What is your take on that?
Well, as you're talking, it just reminded me of like Y Incubator. I mean, I'm sure people have read about what Y Incubator is. It's a hotbed for people to develop, you know, new technology startups. And it works in the same way. I mean, a lot of company, you know, people who are starting a business, they feel like, well, maybe I need to be part of an incubator or something like that. I mean, this is the same thing as we're helping you nurture. It's just that we're not going to come to you and say, we want a percentage of your company. That's not the intention. We're just here to help you succeed, because when you succeed, you're going to come back with new knowledge that someone else that's new is going to be able to benefit from. Or as you're growing, you're going to learn new things that we as a group can apply to our own personal growth. And it's not just about business. As you mentioned earlier, we have resources on, you know, physical health, how to set your goals, how to manage your self-talk, how to understand what your values are in life. So it's not just about how to put together a business plan and then how to set up an automatic email drip system and how to put out social media posts. That's part of it. But it's more of like how to build yourself internally so that you have a solid foundation to build from.
I love that. And as you was talking about that, I remember Eric, who is part of our group, and he has a really amazing background around culinary and marketing. And I believe there's so many people out there trying to find not just marketing, but authentic marketing. And there was one thing he always taught everybody around marketing. And he was genius at it, providing not just refined strategies around how to improve your outcomes, but he made it so simple because chef by trade, it came easy for him. And when he spoke, it was so relatable because he went through it on his own and he has the expertise as a marketing professional. For me, there's nothing better than getting honest feedback and honest insights because it cuts through the learning curve. And not just that, it's that support you will get nowhere else because there's no hidden agenda. And you said that earlier, it's not that we are asking for a piece of business. It's just having additional support around it and feedback and insight, honest feedback and honest insights is super important around that.
And I think too, like you just, you know, it's interesting you brought up Eric. I always remember when I first met Eric, he just has a very calm demeanor about himself. And that's, and I would say that that's kind of across the board and with our group, is that you have people that aren't there in your face going, well, no, you got to do this, you got to do that, and this is how you got to do it. It's like everyone's very calm and collective, takes time to really listen to what it is that you're sharing. And then they come back and present it in a very humble way. And I think that's what makes this group works as well, is because there's no high pressure. There's no one trying to out-ego each other. It's really, it's a very humble experience. People kind of just come humbly saying, I'm here to help you, but at the same time, I'm vulnerable as well.
Yeah.
And Eric was very good about that.
I look at our year in review. We shared 72 gigabytes of data. The group received 336 emails. We need to find maybe a way to cut that back a little bit. But the other cool thing was there were 64 tools which were created that year and tactics which were shared to become better in what you do. So there's nothing better than what you just said, that having that group of accountability, having that group which gives you that honest feedback and insight. And then number 9, which builds from this, it's inspiration. Seeing some of your members succeed by not just what you shared, what everybody collectively shared, it kind of becomes a sense of inspiration for everybody else because it pushes you to share, to get that feedback back, to have that kind of success. And it also, it helps you not just in not just driving for greater achievement, but just to think bigger. And for me, that's the best form of inspiration, being part of a mastermind group.
Absolutely. Especially when you share something and then someone took it and implemented it and they got success. I mean, you get inspired like, wow, maybe I actually do know something of value. I mean, you know, it helps confirm your own personal belief system. So yeah, inspiration is, and that's why you want it. That's why you'll find yourself keep coming back, is because you're truly inspired and you feel good when you leave. That's what it should be. You don't want to feel like crap.
Going back to inspiration, a podcast started, and that year we had 11,083 podcast listeners. We created a Spotify playlist. We hosted 8 workshops, and we talk about this a lot. Being able part of those workshops, some of them were 2-hour, 3-hour, some of them were 2-3 day workshops we hosted. And if you go to a workshop today, it's cost you $2,000 to $3,000 to be part of it. So you just got $25,000 worth of workshops. And the other great thing is you got it from somebody you trusted because they were part of thing. And then we had a lot of fun. I have here also a note that Jerry, you know, he's a very proud Frenchman, made 81 French comments during our events. And there was 19 different projects started outside of all of the other things we did. So it's just, for me, absolutely amazing what happened. And then also, there were 4 books were written by Mastermind members, which is absolutely amazing. And there was reports shared, which one of our sponsors at the time gave to us, which were just about $150,000 of value of reports, which were shared. So for me, you can't do this anywhere else. A mastermind is a must. And before we get to number 10, if you haven't done so, make sure you like this episode. If you feel there's a friend or somebody who can benefit from, make sure you share it. If you haven't done so, join our private community, which is the disruptivechef.club. That's what this is part of, because we give you special additional value and insights and learning from what we had to overcome and learn in order for us to do what we do today. And number 10 for me is probably what brings it all together. It being part of a mastermind allows you that whole structured way of problem solving, because you have the brainstorming with all of the members there. Mm-hmm. To help you problem solving, you don't need to do it on your own. If you come back the next meeting and say, hey, I want to have a follow-up meeting, people will guide you through that follow-up. And we have people go out of their way to structure and help not just tackle complex challenges, they help you systematically and efficiently go through the project you want to achieve.
Now, that's as you were just saying about the systematic, I was just thinking, because usually when people face a problem, they kind of tense up and they feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't come up with a solution, then my life is over. And then this whole thing's going to fall apart and the house of cards are going to fall down on themselves. And that's not the case. It's problem solving can actually be a lot of fun, because you realize that during the whole process, you're learning a lot of different things you didn't have before, because you're solving a problem. And you said that. People there are people in this group that have a really good way of compartmentalizing what the problem is and then the system of moving through it, so that you're not feeling stressed out, that you're allowing the creative self to flow. And then you come up with a solution that is way better than what you can ever imagine. And it actually, sometimes I've seen it, is that people's come up with a solution that instantly just gave them a competitive advantage in their marketplace.
Love that. Yeah. Absolutely right. And just quick to recap. So there's 10 points we talked about. What is the key benefits of being a mastermind? Number one, we started out, it's the collective. There's that collective intelligence. The number two is the accountability of the group. The number three is the networking, and not just networking, it's meaningful networking and partnerships. The number four for us was the enhanced learning. Number five, we talked about that increased confidence you get by sharing and being part of that group, which gives you point number six, which was support and encouragement. And from there, you have resources, and we call them diverse resources you normally wouldn't have access to. You get that feedback and honest insight, which was number eight. Number nine, we talked about that additional inspiration you get, because when you're around people which think bigger, you will start thinking bigger. If you think bigger, you will have actions which are different. If you take different actions, you will have different outcome. Therefore, the thinking bigger is where it started. And number 10 was the structured problem solving. But there is a additional point, and without that point, none of this matters. And point number 11 is you need to join a mastermind, because if you don't, it doesn't matter how great the other points were. So at this point, we have an invitation for you to join our mastermind. Chef Lawrence and I are co-leaders in the mastermind. We call it the Business Disrupt the Mastermind, where we're going to do exactly the 10 points we talked about. Not only is it a great group of individuals to hang out with, it will be your unfair advantage. And we have part of that mastermind for now for 3 years. And if you below write Chef Lawrence, which is our keyword, Chef Lawrence will give you 30 days free access to our mastermind. And if you find value in that, we would like you to join full time. Chef Lawrence, what do you have to say for somebody who is on the fence in learning those 10 things and become part of a mastermind?
I think if anyone was sitting here and they were on the fence, I think they would agree that they want the 10 things, but you're not going to get those 10 things unless you're willing to show up for your own success. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to show up for your own success, then you'll never achieve those 10 things anywhere. I mean, you can keep looking for them, but you're just not going to find them. So the first step that you can take to show up for your own success is to join a mastermind. I mean, for so long, I sat in a small little office trying to do things on my own, and I guarantee my business would have been way further ahead than it was when I ended it 20 years. After 20 years of business, I know that it would have been in a different level if I joined a mastermind earlier on. So you have to show up for your success. And the first thing to do is just say, join a group like this and say, I need help. Here's my idea. What can I do? And like that, you're going to start getting feedback and you'd be so inspired. You're like, yes, I can now see my vision start becoming a reality. And that's what we want, right? Once you start seeing the reality come, there's no stopping you. And we're here to help you become unstoppable.
And I love what you said, because for me, being part at a mastermind was my biggest needle mover in my career. And currently I belong to 4 different masterminds. Mm-hmm. And every time when we get together as a group, we know that everybody, or, you know, successful in our industry has in some shape or form a group like ours. They're part of something bigger. They're part of some group which thinks differently and expects more for themselves. And we honestly know being part of a group, it will dramatically change not just your career and the direction you want to go as a professional. It will change who you are. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this the other day. In order for you to get better, or your situation to get better, you need to get better. And being part of a mastermind is that unfair advantage. So how does the mastermind work? So for our mastermind, we do this virtually because we have people literally from all over the world. We have somebody from Singapore calling in. We have some international folks. Our mastermind meets twice a month, once on Mondays and once on Wednesdays. These calls are scheduled for about an hour. And what we ask people to do to be a hot seat member for the next meeting, so then people know Chef Lawrence, for an example, is a hot seat and he has the floor and people just share and help him overcome the things he wants to overcome or help him with getting something done he needs to get done. We also have every 3 months a special speaker come in, and those speakers are CEO of billion-dollar companies, or we have somebody who has a phenomenal program and he teaches people to become better in speaking in some shape or form and out there in the marketplace. He has a company where he teaches 6-figure public speakers to become 7-figure speakers, and he's just innately good at it. And Chef Lawrence met him. He's just an amazing human being. Gets $50,000 an hour. He comes and teaches some classes for us. And then we're going to do 2 goal setting workshops. Nothing means anything if you don't set goals. Without goals, you just go like a flag in the wind. You need to have goals. And we host 2 goal setting workshops. One of our members actually hosts that. He's just really good at it. Mm-hmm. And then the other great thing is outside of just meeting, we meet virtually There's an opportunity if you're local to get together locally. And then there's also an opportunity for you to say, hey, can I have an hour with you, Christian and Lawrence? And then we can get on a Zoom and we offer you 1 hour, you know, consultation, whatever you want to call it, support, where you get my expertise, the expertise from Lawrence, and we're going to help you overcome one of your challenges. So with that, if you haven't done so, please, in the comments below, write Chef Lawrence, and he will give you the family and friends discount, because normally being part of a group like this is $1 million. But because of Chef Lawrence, he will give you the friends and family discount.
Absolutely. Everyone's, we're all friends. We're all family, right? And we're all connected.
Yeah. Did I forget anything on how we host our mastermind meetings?
No, you did a great job clarifying exactly how it goes, and there's a lot of laughter, and you get to listen to DJ Christian at the very beginning of some of his music sometimes. So that's a lot of fun, and you get to learn about what the food of the day is as well.
We do. And we had some fun. We had one of our members, Kevin, at the time, got a special happy birthday song from Darth Vader. So he sang happy birthday for Kevin. So we do have some fun within the group. And also, if you're a member, maybe you need to come on one of these podcasts with Lawrence and I. It would be great to learn what you are all about. So if you haven't done so, make sure you come and let us know how we can help you in the comments below. And if you're ready to check it out, go to businessdisruptormastermind.com for more information. There you could sign up. And if you need anything else, please reach out to Lawrence and I. Lawrence, any final words?
If you're on the fence and you're thinking about this, then you're already becoming a disruptor. Mm-hmm. You're already looking for a way to disrupt your life, which will give you explosive successes in life. So just get off the fence. Like we said, it's check us out for nothing. Just join a group. Yeah. And I guarantee you're going to walk away going, yep, this is the direction I want to go so that I can disrupt my life and get what I want out of my own life. You deserve it. You owe it to yourself to get what you want.
I love that. If you want to have more out of your career, out of your business, you need to join a mastermind. Yep. If you want to get more out of your relationships with other professionals, you need to join a mastermind. If you have a desire to start a side hustle or do something else, you need to join a mastermind. If you want to be part of a group which writes books, because we also, when you're part of our mastermind group, you get special pricing for some of the other programs we do. And one of the programs we do is we teach chefs and hospitality professions how to write a book in 8 weeks. And that's another benefit of being part of a group. And it's a very minimal time commitment, because we're meeting virtually on purpose, because then you don't need to drive anywhere. You don't need to worry about traffic. You don't need to worry about parking and everything else. If you want to, you can eat while we do this, because we want you to be part of it, even if you need to eat, you know, which some of our members do. It's just a great way in tapping into a group which is designated and solely inspired by helping other people succeed. And there's very few groups out there. And if you're interested, go to businessdisruptormastermind.com to learn more and sign up.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing you. People watching this. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah. So our group, we're starting the new format in May. You could join anytime. And we do not, out of respect, we do not record these meetings, because we want to make sure we keep all of the information which is shared private. But if there's a good tool that comes out of it, we have this warehouse, and you can log in and download some of those things. Also, we talked about the different reports we had out there and the other tools we created. If you become part of this group, you can log in and download all of those amazing things. It goes from simply from how to calculate food cost to how to get my business started, how to create a one-page business plan, or how to get the funding for a business. Mm-hmm. And our group is amazing. And I'm finishing up here for me, looking at a year. And now let me recap. This was the second year. We had two certified master chefs at the at the events. We had 2 marketing experts. We had 7 member showcases. So that's another thing. If you do something really unique, you have the opportunity to showcase your program and get some honest feedback from our members. We had a podcasting expert on there. We had 6 CEOs. And again, we had Darth Vader, which is probably our most famous guy. We had singing Happy Birthday for Kevin. We had 112 hours together. We had 121 statistics and documents uploaded. We had 38 hot seats. Out of those 38 hot seats, 18 businesses were started. And one business, do you remember? They started with 0. No business, no clients. No product, had 100,000 at the end of the year. We had 4.5 hours of wellness education. Again, Joe missed 11 events. We had morning routine stuff, goal setting, podcasting, wellness routine, how to stay focused, one of our things, how to set up a video platform. And we just, before we started here, is as I started this, I had a little corner in my dining room. And I had 2 screens and I was like, man, 2 screens is so amazing. And now we have audio platforms and, you know, we even have, you know, people clapping. So, and then also that year, 72 gigabytes of data were shared, not just shared for sharing, it was valuable feedback people provided. We had 8 workshops, which is absolutely amazing. 19 additional projects started besides all of that, 64 tools. 4 books were written, 61 members called in from a car because they found so much value that they called in from a car. And there's nothing more we would like to have you call in from a car because we're inviting you here today to be part of this group. And whatever it takes, we're here to make you succeed. We're here to support because this group, all they want to do is make sure we support the industry and make it successful. With that, if you haven't done so, go to Business Disruptors Mastermind, learn more and sign up. And Chef Lawrence and I will see you at one of our live events. Any other words of wisdom for our listeners today?
You said it all, Chef. Just can't wait to see the new members.
Awesome.
Help you become successful.
So with that, I want to say thank you, Chef Lawrence and I are logging off. This was our special series, how to get from chef to entrepreneur and how to keep it going and staying within the business. You need to be part of a mastermind. This is our special episode, not just how to get it done, how to give you a little bit more insights. So with that, I want to say thank you for being here today. Until next time, remember to disrupt your kitchen, fire up your career, stay hungry. I'm Christian, joined here by Chef Lawrence. We are the Disruptive Chef Club Entrepreneurs hosts. We are signing off. So be the change, not just be the change, be the challenge and be that guy who sets the world on fire. With that, thanks for being here today and we see you on our next podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.